here's a story from The World.
China seems to have the coronavirus under control. The nation has reported less than 100,000 cases. Compare that with 23 million here in the U.S. But this week, a lockdown took effect in China. It's in Hebei province in northern China after nearly 500 people tested positive. Mainland China also reported its first official COVID death in nearly 8 months. Rebecca Canther is in Shanghai. Rebecca, one death from COVID seems like a very low number compared to what we're experiencing here in the U.S. Is it seen that way in China?
No. Officials here had thought they had largely, you know, won the war on COVID. But one death and 500 positive cases is very scary for officials here because that's the first death since May of last year. These are the highest COVID positive numbers they've had in 10 months. So in the past week, they put 28 million people on lockdown in several cities in northern China. And that's more than double the amount of people that were initially on lockdown in Wuhan last year.
Wow, that's incredible. But just compared to here, it's just so different.
Yes. You know, the Chinese government really wants to make sure things are under control. And so, you know, for the past months have been really, really tight on testing people coming into the country, trying to keep those numbers down. And, you know, in cases of minor outbreaks, doing mass testing. And they did that again during this outbreak. And here's a vlogger interviewing someone in the lockdown area earlier this week about his experience. So what he's saying is that in his housing community, several thousands of people needed to stand in line for hours till the middle of the night to do testing. And now they're on lockdown, so people can enter their community but not leave. Now, this is certain parts of China, not all of China, and it's really quite contained in specific areas where there are new cases. So while there are many people on lockdown in certain parts of China, in other parts of China, life is going on quite as normal.
Yeah, I understand you actually were traveling this week, which surprised me.
Yeah, so, you know, although there's an outbreak in northern China, I really wanted to go back to Wuhan because the one-year anniversary is approaching, and I wanted to see what it's like there a year later. You know, so I did all the preparations beforehand. I got a COVID test. I brought the results with me. You know, I was wearing masks. And I have to say, I knew that things there were largely returned back to normal, but I have to say I was surprised to see it with my own eyes. So this is a craft brewery that I stopped by earlier this week. It's in a soft opening, but you can hear it's packed with people. None of them were wearing masks. Of course, on the street, people are wearing masks and, you know, people are taking precautions. Nobody wants a repeat of last year.
Still, just hearing that you went inside a place and there's lots of people at a craft brewery with no masks on, that's a pretty dramatic image. It's not something we'd see here.
Yeah. I mean, it felt very largely like it was normal and relaxed. Although I had one more interview to do before heading back to Shanghai, and that meant I had to walk through this small alleyway. And that's when I realized that the level of precautions was just ratcheting up as I was there. And so this is what happened when I was trying to enter an alleyway, and there was a checkpoint set up, manned by four people, and when they saw me, they were got a little bit out of sorts. So this is them asking me, what are you here to do? They're asking me, are you living in Wuhan? Where are you coming from? How did you get here? What train did you come on? What car did you come on? Do you have a green health code? Where are you staying? Who are you visiting? They're just a barrage of questions as they try to ascertain what I'm doing in that alley. This felt very much like, to me, how things had been a year ago. I hadn't felt that way or I had that kind of an interrogation for a long time. And so it just made it very clear that, okay, the anxiety level is jumping up a notch or two and they don't want to have another lockdown. They don't want to let up their guard.
So you were just walking through an alley in Wuhan and that's where this all took place?
Yeah, it was a good 15, 20 minutes before it all got resolved. But I was able to get through.
Now, I know that China is approaching Chinese New Year, a major holiday. Will public health precautions affect people's holiday plans? It's traditionally a time where many Chinese travel all over the country.
Yes, that is what is on everybody's mind right now. So schools are about to go on vacation. People are already thinking about, you know, whether they're going to visit their families. And this is, you know, the largest annual migration in the world as people are heading home for Chinese New Year. places like Shanghai are strongly urging people not to travel for the holiday. They're warning of quarantines on their return. My kids' school has, I don't know how many times they've called me up. They've told the kids, do not leave town. And for people who want to leave town, they're probably going to wait until the last minute to book their tickets just to make sure that they can go. And also, the government is trying to vaccinate a huge amount of people in advance of the holiday. I read on Reuters they've given 10 million doses, and that's the majority just in January alone.
The World's Rebecca Kanther telling us about precautions in China as it responds to some new cases of COVID-19. Thanks a lot, Rebecca.
Thank you.